This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Kelly Becher of Mattapoisett, Massachusetts. The Key of Gold, 23 Czech Folk Tales, translated by Joseph Bodie. Story number 19, The Knight Bambis. There was a poor gamekeeper once who had suffered from hard times all his life, so as he grew older, he wanted to get rich. He was only an under-forester. One day the forester said, "Near those old ruins, you know the ones I mean, a fox or a roe, or some creature of that sort, often crosses my path, and I can never manage to hit it, though I have shot at it 100 times. If you happen to be going in that direction, look out for it." When the gamekeeper heard this, the first thing he did was to go to the ruins. Just as he got there, a huge fox appeared with a rustling noise. The gamekeeper felt uneasy, but the fox disappeared at once, so he sat down, put 5 big charges in his gun, and waited. It wasn't long until the fox appeared again, and this time he was carrying a young fawn in his mouth. The gamekeeper shot at him. Boom! The fox cried out and ran off into the bushes, but the gamekeeper saw that the fawn had run away and hidden itself in a cave. He thought, "The fox cried out, so he has some of my shots in his fur coat. I'll get him some other time." So he went into the ruins through the gate. Within there was a courtyard all deserted, and with its wall fallen down. So the gamekeeper passed through the courtyard and came into a spacious cellar. There he saw 3 lamps burning, and looking round, he was filled with amazement. But all this was as nothing, for in the corner there were 3 glittering heaps of golden coins and 1 heap of big gold pieces. The gamekeeper reflected, "If I had all that, I should give up gamekeeping and have a splendid time." No sooner had he said this than a grey old man appeared and asked, "What are you looking for, gamekeeper?" "Well, I shot at a fox and he ran in somewhere here, and so I'm wandering about looking for him." "You won't get the fox you're looking for I am he." "And why are you here in a fox shape? What's the reason of that?" "I'm the knight Bambis, and all these forests belong to this castle. I was a robber knight, and so as a punishment, I have to keep watch here now." "And how long is it to last?" "When 3 poor people come here, and each of them takes away 2 sacks full of gold, I shall be delivered. I am bound to give all this gold away for nothing. Already I have outlived 3 generations of my kinsmen here." Then he bade him fetch 2 leather sacks from the other room and collect the gold into them, filling them to the brim. He must keep it all for himself, and must not tell anyone what he had seen. The gamekeeper promised that he wouldn't even tell his wife, Atika, how he'd got the money. So he filled the 2 sacks up to the brim, and the old man helped him to hoist them onto his shoulders, and saw him out of the door. All the time he kept warning him to keep his mouth shut. "For what a woman knows, all the world knows. That's gospel's truth, sure enough." So the gamekeeper left the castle, carrying those 2 sacks, and the man shook hands with him before he left. At the border of the forest, near a beech tree, his wife, Hata, was standing looking for him. She ran up to him. "Good heavens, Florian, where have you been all this time? I have been looking everywhere for you for 3 days." Now, Florian was delighted that his wife had come to meet him, so he blurted out, "Hatika, wife, Count Bambis has given me these 2 sacks of gold pieces. Have a look here, see what heaps of the stuff there are." And he let one of the sacks fall on the ground. But behold, instead of gold, there were only rustling leaves in it. Then he remembered that he was not to say anything about it. He frowned, and his wife burst into tears, and they had to spend the rest of their life until they died, in poverty, just as before. End of The Knight Bambis.